希伯来书第十二章，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
Hebrews 12 verses 1-3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
Life is like this turtle trying to cross this white road.
人生就好像这只乌龟尝试来越过这块很宽的路。
This turtle has to cross over into the forest opposite.
这只乌龟要过马路到对面的丛林去。
Then there'll be safety.
那里有安全平安。
You think the turtle managed to cross the road?
你认为这只乌龟能够成功过马路吗？
And the turtle plows on.
乌龟就继续它的路程。
The turtle, why did the turtle manage to cross the road?
为什么乌龟能够成功过这个马路呢？
It was very small. It's not clever.
它是一只很小的乌龟，也不聪明。
Yeah, he was so-called lucky.
当然，他所谓的很幸运。
But the reason why he crossed the road was because he, one word, he persevered.
但是他之所以能够成功过马路，是因为他坚持下去。
And this is the point of today's message.
这是今天信息的重点。
If you are going to successfully run life's race,
如果你要很成功来奔跑人生的道路
，the key word is perseverance.
那个关键字是坚持。
We shall look at today's text.
我们要看今天的经文
Verse 1
第一节
Therefore since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us
我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们就当放下各样的重担脱去容易缠累我们的罪存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程
The key idea, the main idea, the main point is inThis sentence, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
那个重点就在这里了，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
And we know that this is the main idea, this is the main point.
我们知道这是这段话的重点，因为
because this is the word run in Greek is the main verb.
因为在希腊文原文这个。动词奔是那个主要的动词。
In Greek, there are assistant verbs, just like assistant managers, and there's also a main verb, just like the manager.
在希腊文里面，动词有这样子分法，就好像有一个主要动词，好像总经理，还有一个副动词，好像副经理那样。
And this is a main verb.
这是一个主要动词。
So we know the point of today's message is we must run with perseverance.
所以我们知道今天的重点信息是我们要带着坚持的心奔跑下去。
And Run what? Run a race.
在奔跑什么呢？在奔跑一个竞赛。
And this race, this passage actually has a historical background.
这段话其实有一个历史背景的。
Paul was using the analogy of the ancient Roman race.
保罗在使用古代罗马竞赛的一个比喻。
So it's a running race.
所以是一个赛跑。
Just like every 4 years in the ancient Rome and as today.We have the Olympics.
就好像在古代每四年，好像今天现在每四年，我们有这个奥林匹克运动会。
And this race represents our life.
这个比赛呢，就代表了我们的人生。
And life is difficult.
人生很困难。
Life is very difficult.
人生充满着困难。
Because we have to work hard to earn a livelihood, we have to face sickness, and we have to face difficult people.
因为我们要努力讨生计，我们可能会生病，我们会面对难搞的人。
Life is very difficult.
人生充满着困难。
I always say that, and I still think so.
我常常这么说，我也这么想。
But for a Christian, dear baptism candidates.
亲爱的基督徒，亲爱的要受洗的姐妹们。
Dear Christians.
亲爱的基督徒。
Life is even more difficult for a Christian.
基督徒的人生是更加困难的。
Why? Because the Christian lifestyle is very different from the world.
为什么呢？因为基督徒的生活方式跟世界很不一样。
People can tell lies to get away with a crime, but Christians cannot.
别人能够撒谎，能够脱离一些他们的罪行，但是基督徒不能够。
We are very particular about holiness.
我们很专注于圣洁生活。
We are like light.In the midst of a dark world,
我们就好像在黑暗的世界里面的那个光线。
But we thank God we can run life race.
但是我们感谢神，我们能够有办法跑这个人生的。
Life is so difficult to run life race.
人生这么困难，我们怎么跑呢
？Why is it that we can?
为什么我们能够去跑呢
？Now, dear Christians,
亲爱的基督徒
，Because this race is a marked out race.
因为它是一个竞赛，摆在我们前头的一个竞赛。
This race is a race that has been marked out for you.
这个竞赛呢，已经摆在你前头了。
What do you mean marked out? A race that is marked out for you.
到底这个摆在你前头的这个竞赛是什么意思
？It means it was a race that was pre-arranged for you.
意思是说，这个竞赛呢，已经是事先给你安排的。
Before time began, it was a race that was pre-arranged for your life.
在还没有时间开始以前，就已经安排了这个竞赛要你去跑。
That's the meaning of the Greek word race, marked out.
这个就是希腊文“摆”的意思。
It was arranged by God.
是神安排的。
In other words, the sickness that you face.
换句话说，你所患上的疾病。
The difficult people you face in your life.
你在人生中面对难搞的这些人。
The things the world calls 衰。
世界上的人认为糟糕的事情，不幸运的事情。
They were not because of bad luck.
他们并不是因为你运气不好。
The life that you face, the difficult life, was prearranged by God.
你所过的人生，这个困难的人生，是神刻意安排，事先安排的。
Don't be mistaken, God takes no pleasure in your misery.
但是我们不要误会，神不是喜欢看你遭难、遭害。
He takes no pleasure.
他不喜悦看到这些。
But it was a race that is arranged by God.
但是这个竞赛却是神已经安排好的。
Not because of some uncontrolled bad luck.
不是因为一些控制不了的霉运。
And therefore, as you run life race.
因此，当你奔跑人生的时候
，You do not need to be afraid.
你不用害怕。
Dear Christian, don't fear.
亲爱的基督徒，不要怕。
It comes from the hand of God.
因为它是来自于神的手。
More precisely, it comes from the hand of God, your Father.
更准确的来讲，是来自于你的天父的手。
Your Father will take care of you.
你的天父会照顾你的。
He arranged this race for your life.
他安排你跑这个生命的人生道路。
He will ensure that you.Go through this race, emerge and emerge unscathed.
他会确保你顺利的跑完这个路程，能够安然无恙。
But how to run this race?
但是要怎么跑这个路，这个竞赛呢
？And today's message is about perseverance.
而今天的信息讲的是关于忍耐。
But how to persevere?
但是要怎么忍耐
？How to persevere?
要怎么忍耐呢
？Life is so difficult. How to persevere?
人生这么的困难，我们要怎么忍耐？
Now today, my sermon is to teach you how to persevere.
今天我的信息就是要教导你怎么去忍耐。
Number one, recall people of faith.
第一，回顾信心的人。
Recall people who had faith in God.
要回顾那些对神有信心的人。
Verse one.
第一节。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses,
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
We have a great cloud of witnesses.
我们有许多的见证人，好像云彩围着我们。
In other words, we have many, many good examples of people who persevered.
换句话说，我们有很多很好的榜样，这些人已经在信仰上坚持的。
And were victorious.
而且得胜的。
We have many good examples.
我们有很多的好见证、好榜样。
That's the meaning of a great cloud of witnesses.
这是如同云彩围着我们的意思了。
What were these examples?
这些榜样是怎样的？
Were they the best students in class?
他们是班上最好的学生吗
？Or were they the kindest people on earth? That's a good example.
他们是世界上最有爱心的人吗
？What are these good examples?
这些好的榜样是怎样的
？You must look at what the author said early on.
你必须看看这个作者之前讲了什么。
Early on in Hebrews chapter 11, he talked about this great cloud of witnesses.
之前在前文他讲到这些许多的见证人。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11.
我们来看希伯来书第十一章。
Who are these good examples?
这些好的榜样是谁
？What kind of life did they lead?
他们过的人生是怎样的
？How did they go through life?
他们怎么度过他们的人生
？With what kind of attitude did they go through life?
他们带着怎么样的态度来过他们的人生
？Now they traveled through life.
他们过他们的人生
，with an attitude called faith in God，
带着的态度就是对神有信心的态度。
They had this thing called faith。
他们有这个东西叫做信心。
What is faith？
什么是信心
？It's a long chapter. I'm not going into the details。
这是一段很长的话，我不会进入细节。
I'll just show you some important points。
我只是点到为止。
Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
They had faith. What is faith?
他们有信心，但是什么是信心
？It means although they did not see.
这表示虽然他们眼睛没有看见
，They believed.
但是他们相信。
God promised them that.I will bless you in this way and that way if you have faith in me.
神应许他们说，我会赐福给你这个东西那个东西，如果你对我有信心的话。
But they did not see these promises come true in their lifetime.
可是他们在一生中没有看到这个应许实现。
Because it was to be fulfilled in the future or in eternity.
因为它是要在以后才会应验，或者是在永恒里面才会应验的事情。
So true or not?
所以是真的吗
？I will really be blessed. True or not?
我真的会蒙福吗？真的吗
？God will help me. True or not?
神会帮我，真的吗
？They believed, although they did not see.
他们虽然看不见，但是他们相信。
They carried this attitude.To go through and go through life.
他们就是带着这样的态度来度过他们的人生。
Believing, although they are not, although not seeing.
虽然没有看见，可是还相信。
And this is the thing that won them victory.
这是使他们得胜的要素。
For example,
打一个比方。
Verse three,
第三节。
By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made of what was visible.
我们因这信就知道世界是借着神的话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
God created the world. God created the world.
神创造这个世界。
Sure or not?
真的吗
？I didn't see it.
我没看到啊。
But they believed.
但是他们相信。
And it's got faith.
这个叫做信心。
By faith, Noah, when warned about things not seen, in holy fear, built an ark, a big ship, to save his family.
诺亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救。
The human world at that time, during Noah's time, they sinned against God.
在诺亚的时代，当时候的人类得罪了神。
God was very angry.
神就很愤怒。
And God was about to use a global flood that will flood the entire world to destroy humankind.
神就要用一个全球性的这个大水灾。来惩罚那个世界。
And God told Noah to build a big ship so as to save his family.
神就指示诺亚来建造一只很大的船，来拯救他的全家人。
But the world would probably laugh at Noah.
但是世界上的人也许会笑大取笑诺亚。
Why you build this big ship? Are you stupid or what?
为什么你要建造这么大的船？你是不是很愚蠢啊
？Because the people of that time had never seen rain.
因为那时候的人类从来没有看过雨水
，had never seen a hurricane，
没有看过暴风
，and definitely have never seen a flood，
肯定没有看过水灾。
They will flood many many places. They've never seen that before.
他们从来没有看过水灾。
So the idea that there will be a flood that will drown humankind to them is ridiculous.
所以对他们来说，有大水灾的来临会把所有的人都淹死，这个样的想法对他们来说是很可笑的。
So when Noah built the ship, you can imagine the whole world was laughing at him.
所以当诺亚在建造这只方舟的时候，你可以想象世界上的人都在取笑他。
But because God said so, Noah believed.
但是就是因为神这么样指示他，诺亚就相信。
This is called faith.
这个就叫做信心。
By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance.Obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往那里去。
God spoke to Abraham.
神向亚伯拉罕说话。
Leave your home.
离开你的家。
The comforts of your home.
离开你舒适的家。
Go to somewhere there.
去某某的一个地方。
Abraham did not know where he was going.
亚伯拉罕其实不知道他要去哪里。
He had a very comfortable home in New York.
他在纽约有一个很舒适的家。
I want you to go to somewhere in India.
我要你去印度的某一个地方。
Or Africa.
或者非洲的某一个地方。
Noah didn't. God said, I will bless you.
神 ，sorry.
God said, I will bless you.
神说我会祝福你。
But sure or not?
但是真的吗
？That place is it really a good place?
那个真的是一个好地方吗？
Now Abraham never seen that place.
亚伯拉罕从来没有看过那个地方。
He had never seen that place.
他从来没有看过那个地方。
He did not know what that place was.
他并不知道那个地方是什么地方。
But because God said that it would be a good place, Abraham believed.
但是因为神说那个地方是好地方，亚伯拉罕就这样相信了。
He never saw it.
他没有看见。
But he believed.
但是他相信。
Now that's called faith.
这个就叫做信心。
All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting they were foreigners and strangers on earth.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，却欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
God promised them blessings, but these blessings were meant for the future.
神应许要祝福他们，但是这些福气呢，是将来才会应验的。
If you have faith in me, I will bless you, but these blessings will come in the future, not in your lifetime.
如果你相信我，我就会祝福你，但是这些福气不是在你有生之年来到，而是在未来才会来到。
What if it doesn't come true? How?
如果他没有应验怎么办？
After I suffered so much for God, and then what if what God promised me doesn't come true? How?
我为主受了这么多的苦，如果那个福气的应许没有应验怎么办？
Then I'll be very stupid, right?
那样我不是很愚蠢吗？
Suffer for nothing, right?
无缘无故的来去受苦。
But because God said so, Abraham believed.
但是就因为神这么说，亚伯拉罕就相信。
God said, "I will bless you; you will come true." They believe that it will come true.
神说我会祝福你，亚伯拉罕就相信他会应验。
Now that's called faith.
这个就叫做信心。
Some faced jeers and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword, etc., etc.
又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁、各样的磨练等等等等。
These people suffered extremely because of the faith they had in Jesus.
这些人因着对主耶稣的信心，他们面对极大的苦难。
Today people like to put on earrings with a cross, huh?
今天人们喜欢戴一个十字架的耳环，
Put a chain with a cross,
戴着十字架的项链，
because it's very fashionable.
因为很时尚，是符合潮流的。
But during those times,
但是在那个时代，
if people know that you are Christian,
如果别人知道你是基督徒，
for example, put on a cross,
比方说你戴上一个十字架，
you'll be imprisoned,
你就会被关进监牢，
bitten,
被人打，
and there's a likelihood that you'll die.
并且很有可能你会因此而死。
Now these people face persecution for their faith in Jesus.
这些人为了因着相信耶稣而面对逼迫。
What is there for me?
我有什么好处啊？
But they chose to believe God.
但是他们还是选择继续相信神。
God told them that I will bless you if you have faith in me.
神告诉他们，你相信我，我会祝福你的。
Even if you suffer for me.
甚至你要为我受苦。
And they believed.
他们也相信了。
And that's called faith.
这个就叫做信心。
They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得所着，未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。
And there are many, many such people.
而且有许许多多这样的人。
And Hebrews 11 lists down many names.
希伯来书十一章就列下了很多的名字
Moses, Abraham,
摩西、亚伯拉罕
Sarah, Jephthah,
萨拉、
约布特、Samson,
参孙
etc. etc.
等等等等
These people live by faith.
这些人呢都是带着信心而生活
During the time of the letter of the Hebrews,
在书写希伯来书这个的时代
Many people also live by faith, suffered for their faith.
很多人也为了他们的信心而受苦
Today, all over the world, in the world today,
今天在世界各地
Many Christians also suffered for their faith, suffered for their faith.
很多基督徒都为了他们的信仰而面对逼迫
Many people pay a price to follow Jesus.
很多人要付上代价来跟随耶稣
There are many, many such good examples.
有许许多多美好的见证
What is faith? They believe although they didn't see.
什么是信心？就是虽然没有看见，仍然相信。
How many people had such an attitude and they went through life like that?
到底有多少的人带着这样子的态度来过他们的生活？
Hebrews 11 says there are many, many of them.
希伯来书十一章就告诉我们说有很多的人。
In this church, there are many, many of us too. Not many of us, but there are many of us all over the world.
在这间教会，在全世界里面都有许许多多这样的人。
Now, dear Christian,
所以亲爱的基督徒
as you go through this life, you will have to pay a price for being a Christian.
当你度过今生，你要付上代价来做一个基督徒。
Many times you have to choose between obeying God or obeying the sinful world.
很多时候你要选择到底要遵行神还是遵守这个世界的规则。
Tell a lie to get away the trouble or tell the truth.
撒谎避免麻烦还是要讲实话。
People can have extramarital sex.
别人能够搞婚外情。
to enjoy the pleasures of the flesh.
享受肉体的喜乐。
But Christians cannot be able to live a holy life.
但是基督徒不可以，要过圣洁的生活。
People can lose temper.
别人可以乱发脾气。
You do bad to me, I will take revenge.
你对我不好，我会报仇。
But Christians don't do that.
但是基督徒没有这么做。
Not only can we not take revenge.
我们不单不能够报仇。
We have to love people.
我们还要爱人。
We have to bless our enemies.
我们还要祝福我们的敌人。
What kind of life is this?
这是怎样的人生啊？
Dear Christian.
亲爱的基督徒。
You don't need to be discouraged.
你不用灰心。
Because such people who live by faith.
因为这些带存着信心而生活的人。
You are not alone.
你并不是独自一人的。
There are many, many of us.
有许许多多这样的人。
And these people were praised by God. They were commended by God.
而这些人呢，要得到神的称赞。
Now today, if you do the same, you will be commended too.
今天如果你也这样做，你也一样要得到神的称赞。
You are doing the right thing.
你做正确的事情。
You are doing the right thing.
你在做正确的事情。
Persevere.
你在坚持，你在忍耐。
Don't give up having faith in Jesus.
不要放弃对耶稣的信心。
Don't give up having to suffer for Jesus.
不要放弃要为了主受苦。
First, you have to recall people of faith.
首先，你要回顾那些有信心的人。
Then you won't be discouraged.
你就不会灰心。
Second, you must put away all burdens.
第二，你当放下一切的重担。
You must put away all the burdens that can stop you from running the race.
你必须放下那些能够拦住你奔跑这个竞赛的重担。
Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles.
就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
This throw off refers to when you run a race.
这个脱去呢，它指的是当一个人在奔跑一个竞赛时。
They are going to run a race.
他们在赛跑。
They have to remove everything that will stop them from running the race.
他们会脱去任何能够拦阻他们赛跑的东西。
Less resistance.
比较少的阻力。
And when they say throw off everything, they really throw off everything.
当他们脱去一切，他们真的是脱掉一切。
They run naked.
他们是赤裸的奔跑。
So this is a vase that was dug up. It belongs to the Roman, ancient Roman.
这个花瓶呢，是古代罗马时代的一个产物。
If you see carefully,
如果你仔细的观察
，you see that they are naked.
你会看到这些人是没有穿衣服的。
You see that naked.
你会看到他们是没穿衣服的。
They really took off everything.
他们真的脱掉所有的衣服。
So throw off everything that hinders.And the sin that so easily entangles.
脱去任何的能够缠累我们的罪。
If you are going to run life's race,
如果你要奔跑人生
，in a way that will please God,
以一个讨神喜悦的方式来奔跑
，you cannot carry unnecessary burdens.
你不能够带着无谓的重担。
You have to remove them.
你必须脱去它，脱掉它们。
What are your burdens?
你的重担是什么呢？
Or is there any sin that is stopping you from running the race?
或者有没有一些罪在缠累着你，让你不能够奔跑？
Perhaps it's your past.
或者是你的过去。
Each time when you think about your past failures,
每当你想到你以前的失败，
your past bad experiences,
你以前一些不愉快的经历，
you are afraid about tomorrow.
你会因此害怕明天。
What in the past are you afraid of?
你到底害怕过去的一些的什么东西？
What in the past is stopping you from running the race?
过去有什么东西在拦住你奔跑呢？
Perhaps it's pride.
也或许是一种骄傲。
As a Christian, I must say sorry to this person. Why must I?
作为一个基督徒，我必须向这个人道歉。但是为什么我要向他道歉？
So many years ago, there was an elderly Christian.
所以很多年以前，有一个年长的基督徒。
If you know his past, he's a very proud man.
如果你认识他的过去，他是一个很骄傲的人。
But after he became a Christian,
但是当他信了主
，So one day he gave a Christian tract to a home.
有一天，他就到一个家庭去分发基督徒的福音单张。
The owner insulted him.
那个物主呢，就侮辱了他。
Say, you see my house?
他说，你看到我的家吗
？You give me what?
你给我什么呢？
I think he threw it in front of him.
然后他就把这个单张在他面前丢下来。
Something like that.
大概是这样。
But this elderly Christian just took it in.
但是这个年长的基督徒就这样子忍受下来。
Given his past, I tell you, you can be sure he'll score back.
如果你如果你知道他的过去，你可以很肯定他还会骂回他，而且还会骂出话。
He put aside his pride to live a life of faith.
他把自己的骄傲放下来，来过一个充满信心的人生。
Perhaps is some you fear some things.
或者你害怕一些东西。
See, if I were to do this for God and do that for God,
你说如果我为神做这个事情或那个事情，
I will face this problem and that problem.
我就会面对这个问题那个问题。
And what is your fear?
到底你害怕什么？
Or perhaps it's the pleasures of the world.
或者是世界的宴乐。
I don't want to let go of this pleasure.
我不要放掉这个宴乐。
I know it doesn't please God.
我知道它不讨神的喜悦。
But I'm not going to let go.
但是我不要放掉。
It's too precious to me.
因为对我太珍贵了。
If I let go of these pleasures, I'll become very unhappy.
如果我放掉这个宴乐，我很不开心。
But yet you know that this kind of pleasures, this pleasure, this pleasure does not please God.
但是你同时也知道这些宴乐、这些享乐并不讨神的喜悦。
This particular aspect of pleasure, you know, does not please God.
这个享乐，这一方面的享乐，我们知道它不讨神的喜悦。
But you refuse to let go.
但是你不愿意放弃。
And so it's stopping you from following Christ.
所以它在缠累着你，不能够跟随主耶稣。
You cannot move on and follow Christ.
你不能够往前走来跟随耶稣。
Because you love the world.
因为你爱世界。
You prefer the pleasures of the world than the pleasure of God.
你喜欢世界的享乐多过。讨神的喜悦。
You prefer to please human beings than to please God.
你选择讨人的喜乐多过讨神的喜乐。
Or perhaps there are some people who are preventing you from running life race.
或者是有一些人在拦阻你跑这个人生的道路。
There are several types of people in the world.
在世界上有好几种人。
Some people are encouragers.
有些人呢是会鼓励别人的人。
But some people are stumbling blocks.
但是有些人呢，却是一个绊脚石。
Some people will help you run the Christian race.
有些人会帮助你奔跑这个基督徒人生。
But for some people, they will stop you and pull you back from following God.
但是又有另外一些人，他会拦住你，扯你的后腿。
We love everybody.
我们都爱每一个人。
And we are supposed to love the world.
我们也应该要爱这个世界。
Even the unlovely people.
甚至不可爱的人。
But dear Christian.
但是基督徒们。
Your eyes must be open.
你的眼睛必须睁大。
There are some people who are good, some people who are not so good.
来看，有的人是好的人，有的人没有那么好。
Some people will say words that will encourage you and help you love God more.
有的人他会讲一些话来鼓励你更爱神。
But there are some people who say things that will stop you from following Christ.
但是也有一些人会讲一些话，使到你不愿意跟随神。
They hurt.
他们伤害。
They discourage.
他们让你灰
心。But you must be wise.
但是你必须有智慧。
We love such people also.
我们还是要爱这些人。
But you must identify this person.
但是你必须把他认出来。
This person is a stumbling block.
这个人呢，是一个绊脚石。
Don't be stumbled by this person.
不要因着他而被绊倒。
Who or what is stopping you from loving the Lord?
到底是什么东西，还是谁在拦阻你爱主呢？
This you have to identify for yourself.
这个东西，这个人，你必须认出自己来认出来。
Who or what is stopping you from following Christ?
是谁，还是什么东西在拦阻你跟随主？
You have to identify it.
你必须认出来。
This one I can help you.
这个东西我帮不了你。
See, every time when I want to do something for God.
你说每当我要为主做一些事情。
Every time when I want to do the right thing for Christ.
每当我要为主做一个正确的事情。
This person,
这个人
or this thing,
或者这个东西
will pull me back.
在扯我的后腿。
You must identify this thing.
你必须认出这个东西。
And put it away.
然后把它脱去。
No. I'm not asking you. Therefore, you're going to divorce. No.
不是的，我不是叫你，因此你要去离婚。
Sorry, when you're married, you're stuck with your marriage partner.
对不起啊，如果你结婚了之后，你跟你的配偶是永远在一起的。
Love each other, 啦。
你要爱彼此。
You must be brave and have faith and put such things, such people aside.
你必须勇敢，能够把这些人、这些东西放在一边。
You must do that.
你必须这么做。
If you refuse to let go,
如果你不愿意放弃，
you cannot run the Christian race.
你就不能够奔跑这个基督徒的人生。
It's a matter of time before you drop out.
只是迟早的问题，你会放弃。
You must throw off these things, these stumbling blocks.
你必须把这些绊脚石把它脱去。
Paul has a winning attitude.
保罗有一个得胜的态度。
Therefore, if what I eat causes my brother or sister to fall into sin, I will never eat meat again, so that I will not cause them to fall.
所以，如果食物使我的弟兄跌倒，我就永远不再吃肉，免得使我的弟兄跌倒了。
If meat causes me to be unable to serve God effectively,
如果肉使到我不能够有效的来侍奉神
，I will never eat meat again.
我就从此再也不吃肉。
Now this is called a Christian.
这个就是叫做基督徒了。
This is called life.
这个叫做生命。
This is strength of a Christian.
这是一个基督徒的力量。
Now this is a real Christian.
这是一个真的基督徒。
He will let go.
他会放掉。
Many years ago, about 30 years ago, I met an elderly Christian man in China.
很多年以前，大概三十年以前，我在中国认识了一位年老的基督徒。
We had fellowship with him.
我们相遇，并且也有团契。
Kunyuk was also with me.
关于姐妹也跟我在一起。
And he loves to play 围棋。
他很喜欢玩这个围棋。
And he reads many books。
他也因此读了很多书。
But he told us this。
但是他告诉我们。
He realized that these books were taking too much of his time。
他发现这些书籍占了他的很多的时间。
But it is his favorite recreation。
但是这是他最喜欢的娱乐方式。
He loves it。
他很喜爱。
But this elderly Christian man says, "I gave these books away."
但是这位基督徒长者。说我把这些书都给人了
，because it is taking my time away from serving God.
因为他占用我太多时间，不让我侍奉神。
Now this is what I meant.
这就是我的意思了。
You must throw away things that will stumble you from following Christ.
你必须脱掉那些缠累你的东西。
You must number three. You must fix your eyes on Jesus.
第三。你必须仰望耶稣。
You must fix your eyes on Jesus.
你必须仰望耶稣。
Why is it important to fix your eyes on Jesus?
为什么仰望耶稣这么重要
？You must focus on Jesus. Why?
你必须聚焦于耶稣，为什么呢
？If you don't focus on Jesus, you cannot run life race.
你不能够，如果你无法仰望耶稣，你就不能够奔跑这个道路。
It's a matter of time before you drop out.
你放弃也是迟早的事情。
Why must you focus on Jesus?
为什么要仰望耶稣？
I used to run long distance race.
我以前跑长途的赛跑。
So at the start line.
在起点。
Everybody is getting ready.
每个人都准备好。
So I will look around me and see who the athletes are.
我就会周围看一看到底赛跑的人有谁。
And then if I see Indians,
如果我看到有印度人。
而且哎呀。
我就说哎呀。
No, Indians are real good runners.
印度人真的是很会跑。
So our Spring Queen is a Eurasian but also an Indian blood.
所以新加坡的赛跑女将珊迪，她也是一个有印度血统的人。
So whenever I see many Indians, I say, 哎呀 cannot win 了。
所以每当看赛跑的时候，看到有很多印度人，我就说，哎呀，不能够赢了。
I haven't even started. I say I'm thinking of losing.
我还没开始，我就想着要怎么输了。
And the other thing that will discourage me is if I think about the distance.
另外一个让我灰心的东西就是那个距离。
So, I used to run 5,000 meters.
我习惯跑5000米的这个竞赛。
So 12 and a half rounds the track, no?
所以跑这个运动场呢，十二半圈。
Round and round and round.
一圈又一圈又一圈。
You go outside and drink coffee, I'll still be running.
你出外去喝咖啡，我还在跑那一圈圈。
And so in my later on in my running, I switched to middle distance, 1,500 meters.
所以之后呢，我改变我的赛跑的那个距离，我换去1500米。
I found 5,000 meters too long.
我发现5000米太远了。
And I didn't like to run. 7 kilometers or 20 kilometers, I didn't enjoy anymore.
我也不再喜欢跑7000米或者是20公里的那种路程。
So if I were to think about the long distance, I think about the competitors, I'll be discouraged.
所以如果我聚焦在那个路程，在聚焦在我的竞对手，我就会灰心。
You know what I do?
你知道我做些什么吗
？I quickly refocus.
我马上。改变我的焦点。
See, I'm not going to think about these people.
我不要再想到这些人。
I'm going to look at the finishing line.
我只是要把目标放在那个终点。
I just want to cross the finishing line.
我只要过那个终点。
And then immediately my heart settles down.
马上我的心情就平复下来。
But of course, before you run, it's bu 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 bu.
但是当然，我的心跳还是很快的。
When I focus on the finishing line.
当我聚焦在那个终点。
When I fix my eyes on the finishing line.
当我把眼睛放在那个终点。
My heart will be calmed.
我的心就平复下来。
An analogy.
另外一个比喻。
Drivers may have this experience.
驾驶的人都有这样的经验。
If you park your car, if you stop at the traffic lights and it's on the slope.
如果你把车停在一个交通灯前面，而且这个是在山坡上。
There was once when I suddenly felt that my car was rolling down.
有一次我就突然间发现我的车往后倒。
Actually, my car was not rolling down.
但是其实我的车并没有往后倒。
It was the car beside me that was going up.
是我旁边的车他们往前走。
So I had a feeling that my car was rolling down.
所以我就有这样子一个感觉，以为我的车往后倒。
So I stepped on the brake.
我就踩了刹车器。
How come my car still rolling down?
为什么我的车还往后倒
？Because the car, when I look at the car beside me, it was going up. It gave me the feeling that my car was rolling down.
因为我看着我就旁边那辆车，它在往前走，就给我继续有这样的感觉，我的车在往后倒。
But when I focus my eye on an unmovable marking on the road.
但是如果我把眼睛锁定在一个路边一个不动不移动的一个物品
When I fix my eyes on something that's not movable
当我把眼睛放在那个不动的标记上
Immediately my car stopped moving
马上我的车就不再移动了
Actually never moved
其实它并没有移动
Now that's why it's important to fix your eyes on Jesus
所以这是为什么仰望耶稣是那么的重要
You plan, but you do not fix your eyes on how big the problem is.
你策划，但不远望问题有多大。
You plan, but you do not fix on your eyes on how weak you are.
你策划，但不远望你有多软弱。
You plan, but you do not fix your eyes on how long the problem is going to last.
你策划，但不远望问题持续多久。
Why must we fix our eyes on Jesus? Why Jesus?
为什么要仰望耶稣？为什么是耶稣？
Because Jesus is the pioneer and perfecter of faith.
因为耶稣是为我们创始成终的那一位。
Why do you focus on Jesus?
为什么要仰望耶稣
？Because Jesus can definitely help you.
因为耶稣肯定可以帮你。
He can help you run the race with perseverance.
他可以帮你带着忍耐的心来奔跑。
So they don't give up on life.
好，这样你不会放弃人生。
But why is Jesus so special?
但是为什么耶稣这么特别
？Because Jesus is the pioneer and perfecter of faith.
因为耶稣是为我们信心创始成终的那一位。
What about pioneer?
什么是创始
？He pioneered a complete faith.
他创始一个完全的信心。
He pioneered the exemplary faith.
他创始了一个具有榜样的信心。
Because he suffered and he suffered all the way, he didn't give up on serving God.
因为他受苦到底，他并没有放弃侍奉神。
In other words, the pioneer of faith means he was the best example.For what faith means?
他是创始成终的那一位，意思是说他是信心那最好的榜样。
If you want to know how to be a person of faith, Jesus is the best example.
如果你要知道要怎样做一个有信心的人，耶稣就是那最好的榜样。
That's why you focus on Jesus.
这是为什么你要仰望耶稣。
So that you can imitate Christ.
好叫你能够效法基督。
You want to know how to run life with faith, Look at how Jesus did it.
你要知道怎么带着信心奔跑人生，你看看耶稣他怎么做。
And he is also the perfecter of faith.
他也是为我们，他也是让我们信心创始成终的那一位。
Why do you focus on Jesus?
为什么要聚焦于耶稣
？If you want to know what faith is, you look at Jesus' example.
你要知道什么是信心，你去看耶稣的榜样。
But he did not only set the best example.
他不单单是立了一个最好的榜样。
He perfected faith. What do you mean perfected faith?
他还使到我们的信心变成完美，什么意思呢
？Means he faith becomes perfect in the hands of Jesus because.
信心在耶稣手里变成完美，那个原因是
The way Jesus handled faith, he made it perfect.
耶稣处理信心的方式，他让它变成完美。
In what way did it become? In what way was it perfect?
他是怎么完美的呢
？He made it very powerful.
他让他信心发出很大的果效。
Therefore, it is worth imitating.
因此，它是值得我们效法的。
It's worth imitating Jesus' faith because this faith will bring you help.
我们效法耶稣的信心非常值得，因为这个信心能够带给你帮助。
It's powerful.
是很有力量的。
The way Jesus had faith is powerful.
耶稣显露信心的方式是很有力量的。
Therefore, you imitate the way Jesus had faith, you become powerful.
因此，当你效法耶稣的信心的时候，你也一样变成很有力量。
Let me explain further.
让我继续的来解释。
In what way was Jesus the best example?
耶稣是怎样是一个怎么样是一个最好的榜样。
He explained in the next sentence.
他就在下一句话就解释了。
He's the best example in this way.
他之所以是最好的榜样，是因为
For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame.
他因那摆在面前的喜乐，就轻看羞辱。
How was he the best example?
他为什么是最好的榜样呢？
He endured the cross.
他忍受了十字架的苦难。
He endured.
他忍。
He persevered.
他忍。
In other words, he continued to be faithful to people and to God, although he was suffering.
换句话说，虽然他在受苦，他仍然对神对人是忠心的。
He did not say following God Christ is so difficult.
他并没有说跟随主是跟随神是那么的困难。
Must do this, cannot do that.
必须做这个，不可以做那个。
Must sacrifice your sleep, must sacrifice your rest.
必须牺牲你的睡眠，休息，牺牲你的休息。
And to serve God, you have to do so many things.
为了侍奉主，你要做这许多的事情。
You have to suffer the insult of people.
你要忍受别人的羞辱。
He endured.
他忍耐。
All the way to the cross, to the point of death.
一直到十字架上，死亡的那一刻。
And that means.
这意味着。
What do we endure the cross?
什么是忍受十字架？
You continue to be faithful to Christ even though your bodily aches.
你虽然肉体很疼痛，你还是选择对主有信心，跟随他。
Even though you have to live with sickness.
虽然你要带着疾病来生活。
Say, I cannot even take care of myself. Forget about serving Christ.
你说我自己都照顾不了了，不用侍奉神了。
What's the point of serving Christ? Christ didn't heal me.
侍奉神来做什么？神有没有医治我？
He didn't think like that.
他并没有这么想。
It means you live, you have faith, even though you have bodily pains.
他意思是说，即使你有肉体的疼痛，你还是带着信心。
That's called endurance.
这个是忍耐。
It means you have faith in Christ, even though you face the pressure at work.
他也意味着，虽然你在工作上面对各样的压力，你还是对神有信心。
It means also you continue to have faith in Christ and do right for Christ.
他也意味着你继续对主有信心。对，继续对主做正确的事情。
Even though you have to face difficult people,
虽然你在面对一些难搞的人。
You learn to live with burdens.
你学习与负担共存。
And that means you continue to do your duties to people and to God faithfully.
表示说你继续尽上对人对神的责任。
And the reason why you are faithful to people is because you want to serve the Lord.
那个原因是为了主，你要为了侍奉主来继续有好见证。
For the sake of Lord Jesus, my Savior. I will love my enemies.
为了主，为了爱我的主的缘故，我会爱我的敌人。
I'll continue to be faithful to my boss.
我会继续对我的上司忠心。
Although Christ didn't heal me of my bodily sickness.
虽然主没有医治我的疾病。
I'll continue to trust Him and serve Him.
我要继续的信靠他，还有侍奉他。
Now this is called faith.
这个叫做信心。
Slaves in reverent fear of God, submit yourselves to your masters, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh.
你们做仆人的，凡事要存敬畏的心顺服主人，不但顺服那善良温和的，就是那乖僻的也要顺服。
Now that's called faith.
这个是信心。
Serving the Lord even though you have to suffer for it.
侍奉主，继续侍奉主，虽然你要受苦。
If my boss.Treats me well, of course, I serve him faithfully lah.
我如果我老板对我好，我当然很乐意侍奉他。
But look at the way this boss treats me.
但是你看看这个老板怎么待我的。
Why must I be faithful to him?
为什么我要对他忠心呢
？Why must I do extra overtime for him?
为什么我要替他加班呢
？Why must I guard his interests?
为什么我要照顾到他的好处呢
？But what is faith?
但是什么是信心
？What is enduring the cross?
什么是忍受十字架
？It means even though slaves face unreasonable masters.They still continue to submit to their masters.
意思是说，虽然仆人要面对不合理的老板，他还是要去顺服他。
Now this is God's faith.
这个叫做信心。
This is called a Christian.
这个叫做基督徒。
This is called enduring the cross.
这个叫做忍受十字架。
And this is how you must live.
这是我们生活的方法。
This is how Christians live.
这是基督徒生活的方法。
We are very different from the world.
我们跟世界很不一样。
The world is you treat me well, I treat you well.
世界说你对我好，我对你好。
Christians are not like that.
基督徒不是这样。
You treat me evil, I treat you even better.
你以恶待我，但是我以善待你。
This is called Christian.
这个叫基督徒。
And he also scorned the shame of the cross.
他也轻看羞辱。
He scorned the sufferings of the cross.
他轻看十字架的苦难。
As a Christian goes through sufferings,
当一个基督徒面对苦难，
we say this.
我们这么说。
No big deal 了。
没什么大不了。
I cry.
我哭。
I worry about tomorrow.
我担心明天
It's painful,
是很疼痛苦
but no big deal.
但是也没什么大不了。
And when the Christians, the ancient Christians said no big deal, they scorned the shame of the cross.
当古代的基督徒他们说没什么大不了，他们轻看羞辱。
You know what kind of shame, what kind of sufferings they scorned?
你知道他们所轻看的羞辱是怎样的羞辱吗？
They were in prison, they were beaten, they were sawed, the body was sawed in two.
他们被监禁被打，身体被锯成两半。
And yet, this ancient Christian said, "No big deal."
但是这些古代的基督徒还说没什么大不了。
This is how we live.
这是我们生活的方式。
You and I will never suffer more than the ancient Christians.
你跟我不会受苦，不会比这些古代基督徒多。
If this ancient Christian said, "No big deal," we can say the same.
如果这些古代基督徒说没什么大不了，我们也一样可以这么说。
Because they like us are equally human.
因为他们跟我们一样都是人。
So.We fear we are in pain.
所以我们害怕，我们在疼痛当中。
But let's not complain.
但是我们不要埋怨。
Let's not complain that the Christian journey is too tough. Let's not complain.
让我们不要埋怨说基督徒道路很难走。
Let's endure the cross. Let's scorn sufferings.
让我们忍受十字架的苦难，让我们轻看这些羞辱。
And he's also a perfecter of faith.
他也是为我们，他也是使到我们信心完美的那一位。
Jesus is.Worth imitating.
耶稣是值得我们效法的。
Why?
为什么
？It's explained in the next sentence.
下一句话就解释。
In what way is he a perfecter of faith?
他是怎么来完美我们的信心的呢？
他怎么成就我们的信心呢？He sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
他坐在神宝座的右边。
Why is Jesus' faith worth our imitation?
为什么耶稣的信心值得我们效法
？Because Jesus' faith is very powerful.
因为耶稣的信心非常有能力。
After he had faith in God,
当他对神有信心
，when he died for the sake of obeying God,
他为了遵行神而面对死亡。
He suffered the shame of the cross for his faith in God.
他因着对神的信心，忍受了十字架的这个审判。
After he finished his work,
在他完成了他的工作。
He sat at the right hand of the throne of God.
他就坐在神宝座的右边。
And this right hand is not the literal right hand.
这个右边不是真的说在右手边。
It's just that we Chinese say, that's why our Chinese culture is very similar to the Christian culture.
就好像中国人的一句话，其实中国人跟犹太人的文化很类似。
He's my right hand man.
他是我的助手，右手的那一位。
助手哈，右手哈。Okay. He sat at the right hand of God.
他坐在神的右边。
In other words, it's a place of position of authority.
换句话说，是一个带着权力的位置。
Of honor.
带着尊荣的位置。
Jesus was rewarded for his faith.
耶稣因着他的信心而得奖赏。
God rewarded Jesus for his faith.
神奖赏耶稣是因为他的信心。
That's why this faith is worth imitating.
这是为什么这个信心是值得效法的。
After you suffer for Christ.
在你为基督受苦之后。
After you have faith in God.
在你对神有信心之后。
Dear Christian.
亲爱的基督徒
You will not return home empty-handed.
你不会空手回家的。
You see, what do I get after loving Christ?
你说我爱主能够得到什么？
You will never happen to Christians.
你不会空手的。
You'll be rewarded.
你会得奖赏。
Therefore, persevere.
因此要坚持下去。
Don't give up on your faithfulness to Christ.
不要放弃对主的信心。
There's reward.
因为有奖赏。
There's victory.
有胜利。
Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you not grow weary and lose heart.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
Every time when you are discouraged,
每当你灰心,
you must consider Christ.
你必须仰望耶稣。
It means you must compare yourself, the sufferings, your sufferings with the sufferings of Christ.
你必须比较自己的苦难跟耶稣的苦难。
And think about it, reflect.
然后思想它。
You see, I suffer for Christ, but it's really nothing compared to my Lord.
你说我为主来受苦, 但是跟主所受的苦难来相比, 真的不是什么。
I will follow Christ.
我会跟随主。
Jesus suffered faithfully for God. Let's do the same.
耶稣为忠心的为神来受苦, 让我们也效法他。
Then you will not grow weary and lose heart.
你就不会疲倦和灰心。
I want to speak to our non-Christian friends.
我要跟非基督徒的朋友们来讲话。
Life is a very difficult race.
人生很困难。
But Jesus says this to you.
但是耶稣这么说,
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Life is a very difficult journey.
人生是一个很困难的道路。
There are many burdens you have to carry.
有很多重担你要去扛的。
Many things that will make you afraid.
很多事情会让你害怕。
Many uncertainties that you say, How I wish I can be sure about this and that.
很多不确定的因素，你说我但愿我知道这些。 能够确定它,
and this burden make us lose sleep.
这些重担让我们能够失眠。
Sometimes when we cry alone in the bedroom.
有时候我们哭的时候是独自一人在房间里面哭泣。
Because there's no point telling even to the people we love.
因为跟别人分享真的是没有意义。
Because they may not understand you.
因为他们未必能够明白你。
Neither can they do anything to truly help you.
他们也未必能够做出任何有实际效果的东西来帮你。
But dear non-Christian friend.
亲爱的非基督徒的朋友们,
you don't have to live life alone.
你不需要独自一人来过人生。
Jesus says to you,
耶稣这样跟你说,
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
This Lord Jesus Christ is not only almighty.
这位主耶稣基督不单是全有大有能力。
He knows exactly how you feel.
他完完全知道你的感受。
He understands your struggles.
他明白你的挣扎。
And his heart is moved with your griefs.
他的心因着你的哀动而受感动。
Because Jesus is a kind God.
因为耶稣是一个慈爱的上帝。
When he was on earth, he suffered extremely. He understands you.
当他在人间的时候, 他受了极大的苦难, 他明白你。
And Jesus says, Come to me, all you who are carry heavy burdens.
耶稣就说, 凡劳苦担重担的人, 可以到我这里来。
Would you let Jesus carry your burdens?
你愿意让耶稣来担当你的重担吗?
Jesus can, and he's willing to do that for you.
耶稣可以做到，并且也非常愿意为你而做。
Why do you want to live an unhappy life?
为什么你要过一个不开心的人生?
Why do you want to be unhappy in life?
为什么在人生里面你选择不开心?
Give your life to Jesus.
把你的生命交托给耶稣。
And trust him your life.
并且把生命交托给他。
Jesus assures you.
耶稣应许你,
and he doesn't tell lies.
他也不会撒谎,
what he says, he keeps promises.
他说的, 他做得到,
he says, I will give you rest.
他说, 我会给你安息。
Today, you must understand that because you have sinned against God, your relationship with God is broken.
今天你必须明白, 因为你犯罪得罪他, 你跟神的关系已经破裂了。
Your sins have separated you from God.
你的罪使到你与神隔绝。
But we thank God.
但是我们感谢神。
Our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross.
我们的主耶稣基督死在十字架上。
And he took the sin of the whole world and put on himself.
他把世界上的罪都放在他自己身上。
So that whoever believes in him,
好叫凡是信靠他的人,
Jesus will forgive you your sins.
耶稣就会赦免你的罪。
Make you clean from inside out.
让你从里到外都得洁净。
Because your sins are forgiven,
因为你的罪得到赦免了,
God will not be angry with you anymore.
神也不会生你的气了。
He will give you eternal life.
他会给你永恒的生命。
The sure hope of heaven.
天堂肯定的盼望。
Nothing is more precious than eternal life. Nothing is more precious than heaven.
没有任何东西比永生, 比天堂来得宝贵。
If you have everything but you don't have eternal life,
如果你有一切, 可是没有永生,
after you die, you perish in hell.
你死了之后就要沉沦在地狱里面。
No matter how happy you are in this life,
不管你在今生有多快乐。
No matter how many good things you have in this life,
不管今生你拥有多少的好东西。
It's meaningless,
都是没有意义的。
Because it will end,
因为它会结束。
These things cannot truly satisfy your heart.
这些东西不能够真正满足你的心。
Let Jesus satisfy you.
让耶稣来满足你。
Give your life to Jesus.
把你的生命交托给耶稣。
And He will give you rest.
他就会使你的安息。
True rest.
真正的安息。
Contentment.
满足感。
A peace that no one can take away from you anymore.
一个别人得不走的平安。
No one can take the peace from you anymore.
在此，没有人可以把你心中的平安夺去了。
Come to Jesus today.
今天来到耶稣面前。
Don't resist Jesus. It does you no good. Zero good.
不要抗拒耶稣，因为这对你没有任何好处。
I urge you.
我呼吁你。
Before you leave this place.
在你离开这个地方之前。
It's an opportunity.
这是一个机会。
Seize this opportunity. Come and know the true and living God.
把握这个机会，来认识这位又真又活的神。
We shall quickly recall what we've learned.
我们很快来回顾我们所学习的。
Life is a difficult journey.
人生很难走。
Being a Christian is even more difficult because you have to live a holy life.
基督徒的生活更难过，因为我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
But we must do it.
但是我们必须这么行。
Because we can receive an eternal reward from God.
因为我们才能够得到神永恒的奖赏。
Then you won't suffer eternal loss.
你也不会因此要，你再也不需要面对永恒的亏损。
And the critical attitude you must have if you are going to run life.
如果你要奔跑人生，那个关键的态度是这个。
You must persevere.
你必须忍耐。
But how to persevere?
但是要怎么忍耐
？Number one, recall people who have faith in God.
第一，要回顾对神有信心的人。
Many people have run this race.
很多人都奔跑了这个人生。
Many people.
很多人。
They have been praised by God.
他们得到神的称赞。
You are not alone.
你不是独自一人的。
You are not one stupid fool who does stupid things.
你不是那唯一位做愚昧事情的傻瓜。
Many people have done so.
很多人都这么做。
And they have been richly rewarded by God.
而他们得到神丰富的奖赏。
Number two, put away all burdens.
第二，要脱去一切的重担。
If you can't stay faithful to God, I'm almost very sure something is pulling you back.
如果你无法对神忠心，我可以很肯定，一定有东西在缠累着你。
It's either something or someone.
一定是一些东西，或者是一些人
，or some form of sin，
或者是某一种的罪。
Be honest, identify, put it away.
你必须诚实认出它来，勇敢的把它脱去。
What is that burden that's preventing stopping you？
到底这个重担是什么
？Number three，
第三
，fix your eyes on Jesus，
仰望耶稣。
Jesus is the best example.
耶稣是最好的榜样。
He was faithful to God to the point of death.
他对神忠心到他死的那一刻。
May you be inspired by him.
愿你被他而感动。
And Jesus is also the perfecter of faith.
耶稣也是信心，我们信心的创始成终的那一位。
This example is worth imitating.
这个榜样是值得我们效法的。
Because the faith that Jesus had is very powerful.
因为耶稣所拥有的信心很有能力。
Because when you have faith in God.You'll be richly rewarded.
因为当你对神有信心的时候，神也会丰丰富富的奖赏你。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we acknowledge life is a very difficult journey.
天父上帝，我们承认人生是一个很难跑的道路。
But you have given us clear instructions as to how we can live a victorious life.
但是你已经给我们很清楚的教导。教导我们怎么过一个得胜的人生。
Thank you for giving us your word.
感谢你赐给我们你的话语。
For reminding us we must persevere.
提醒我们一定要忍耐到底。
Help us to each time when we are discouraged.
每当我们灰心的时候。
When we are frightened.
当我们害怕。
When we are in doubt.
当我们怀疑。
Help us to do three things.
帮助我们做三件事。
Recall people who have faith in God.
回顾那些对神有信心的人。
Help us put aside burdens that can stop us.
把那些缠累我们的重担卸下。
They may be people or they may be things.
他们可能是一些人或是一些东西。
Give us courage to put them away.
给我们勇气把他们脱下。
And help us fix our eyes on Jesus.
也帮助我们来仰望耶稣。
Because he's the best example of faith.
因为他是信心最好的榜样。
He perfected faith.
他也完美了信心。
Thank you for giving us this promise.
谢谢你给我们这个应许。
When we imitate Jesus' faith,
当我们效法耶稣的信心
as you rewarded Jesus, you will reward us too.
你怎么奖赏耶稣，你也同样的会奖赏我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
在